A recent long-term national study found that for every dollar invested in a pre-kindergarten program, there was a $17 payback. Kids who enrolled got better jobs, and fewer ended up in prison as adults. That statistic is the centerpiece of a new report by the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families. Council Director Charity Ellison says only 23% of Wisconsin four-year-olds have access to publicly funded four-year-old kindergarten programs. Her group would like to change that.
When we know that we get the kind of returns that we get on high-quality early learning experiences, we are missing a huge opportunity to very positively address the need of young children in our state.
The state's funding formula makes it hard for many districts to offer a pre-kindergarten program, but Ellison says with the help of grant money, about a dozen districts have found a way to bridge the gap. They're collaborating with daycare centers. In Wausau, Juliana Bermesh heads one such program at the A.C. Kiefer Center.
We're trying to make it so that all parents, if they want to have their child participate in a pre-kindergarten program, they all have the ability to do that regardless of the amount of money that they make.
The way it works is the school district provides teachers or the funds to hire one to teach for part of the day, and the daycare centers take care of the kids for the rest of the day. Charity Ellison says not only are the children benefiting, but the initiative is also helping solve another problem, the 40% turnover rate for poorly paid daycare workers.
What that does is it infuses money into a child care center, provides some funding stability, and allows, you know, child care providers then to be able to increase the rates of pay for individuals who are delivering those services.
Ellison says her group is also pushing to increase funding for state programs that provide scholarships and stipends for daycare workers. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.